Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hi, Nicholas. Welcome to Crypto Nights. We are so excited to have you on our podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Nicholas, I wanted to kick it off by having you tell us about yourself, your personal background, what have you done in the past, where you have been, and things like that.
So I'm Nicholas, as you heard. I'm from Belgium. I'm one of the co-founders of Opus Labs, the company behind the portfolio tracking app Delta. I kept talking about Delta about a little over 1 year ago, but before it became into fruition, I think my Philip and I, which is the CTO and also co-founder, we're discussing a few things, and by the time we actually got started, it was already summer, and we eventually launched on October 4th, 2017.
Wow. To be honest, that is pretty quick.
Yeah, indeed. We've both been at companies where delivering high quality results fast has been demanded. And I think that's now kind of injected in our genes. And it helped us deliver a lot of good stuff for Delta on a fast pace.
So you and Nicholas knew each other for a while?
Philip, yeah.
You and Philip, sorry, Nicholas. Yeah, you and Philip knew each other for a while.
Yeah, so the thing is, we both worked at the previous two companies we worked at. And I think at the last company, we were basically looking into investing some of our savings money, and we tried different things. We looked at the stocks market, and eventually we were inspired by the blockchain technology and the cryptocurrency markets. And I think it was around April 2017 when we first dipped our toes in the crypto water, as we say. And back then we used the best known portfolio tracking apps today, still Bookfolio. And we really thought it was a good app, but we saw some things that we thought would, for our personal use, would be better. And we saw this opportunity. We discussed it a bit, and one thing led to another. We decided to quit our jobs at the company. The funny thing is, actually, when we talked about quitting to the founders of that company, who we were actually, I can say friends with, they were also intrigued by this. So they decided to, all the three founders of the company we worked at, to invest in this new endeavor. And yeah, that's led Delta to become a thing, basically. And I think once we founded the company in August, we shifted gears. We worked on the concept designs. Philip did the technology part of it. And then we started scaling as we grew.
Oh, that's such a fantastic backstory. And it is unheard of that you're actually quitting a company and the founders get excited enough to invest behind you. That is... That means they really don't believe. Usually people invest behind people, right, Nicholas? So I'm sure they liked your idea, but I bet they liked you both even more. So.
Yeah, I think you might be on the right track there.
Congratulations. That's very exciting. So what technology did you guys use to build this?
So the app is completely built in React Native. So that allowed us to ship both on Android and on iOS at the same time, which we find future important. Even today, when we have a new update, sometimes the Apple review process holds us back a bit, even though we're already completely ready to ship. But we find it important that when we do something new, that everybody is getting it at the same time. Because we want to make this big splash out of it. We work hard on our updates. We make our updates substantial. So when we release them onto our users, we do want to create some kind of very cool, positive effect. And we can only reach that by letting everybody get their hands on it at the same time.
Okay. That's a really nice thought process. A funny story is, I grew up in India and then I came to America in the years. This was long, long ago. I'm now dating myself. So I came to America to do my PhD in computer science. And back then, when there was a new movie that was released in America, it would take a very, very long time before it would be released in India, right? And you probably would get pirated copies way before the actual movie released in the theaters.
Yeah, and I can imagine.
Fast forward today, it's simultaneous release. I have my relatives in India watch the movies that are released here on the same day and tell me how good or not good it is.
I think that's a very good evolution. So
Yes. So probably a strange analogy when you talked about simultaneous release, but I think people appreciate it a lot. If it is one before the other, there's kind of this left behind feeling of people. So I think this is very smart, but also very considerate of the user that you are kind of bringing everybody together one step at a time. And also it's helpful in creating a big splash, like you said. Great idea. So can we now dig in? I know you and I talked about this. It's a pity that this is a podcast, not a video where you could have shown a demo, but we will do the best we can. Why don't we do something like a compare and contrast that might help a little bit? What are the features that you saw in portfolios that you have used before for crypto, and then the features that you have in Delta? So that way, we are not just talking about a list of features, but we are telling the story behind each feature, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so when we first developed Delta, there was one main difference that we wanted to bring, and this is a clear overview of not only your portfolio, but also your profit or loss in total and per coin. Back 1 year ago, it was not actually that easy. So let's say our main competitor portfolio, you checked it back then. You had to go through to every coin, tap the holdings, and then you could see the profit or loss on that coin. That single thing was actually the main inspiration to build Delta. We wanted people to open the app and instantly see this information from the get-go. Second of all, I think both Philip and me are very product and design oriented. So we find a very good-to-use user interface hugely important. One of the things that I think Delta has been applauded for is the fact that its user interface is something that all types of cryptocurrency investors are happy to use. It's easy enough for new ones, and it's at the same time advanced enough for more experienced traders. And I think it's that also that allowed us to win, which we're very proud of, the Webby 2018 award for the best mobile user interface, which I think is a very a great achievement. And I think it also shows the amount of effort and thoughtfulness that we put into this. And then, of course, you can go into what features do we have more. I think as time progressed, we are now the most feature complete app in this space. And the important thing is that it's not just adding boxes while maintaining the simplicity of the user interface and not confusing new users. So I'm happy to say at a certain point, we will probably stop adding lots of new stuff to it. I think at a certain point, a portfolio tracking app reached its complete scope, and there's nothing you can add without actually confusing users. We're not there yet, but we're slowly getting there, which speaks volumes for the amount of features we actually already have. So that being said, I think if you give Delta a try, you immediately see that you get eased into it. And as you start learning it, you'll find the depth of the application as well.
Okay, that makes sense. And what kind of monetization route have you taken?
Yeah, that's a very good question, actually. So this is also one of the things where we wanted to do things differently. We are a completely free application to download, and 95% of our features are completely free. But on top of the Delta experience, which is free, we also have a premium package called Delta Pro, and we try to position this as something which expands the existing feature set instead of limits it. So what we mean by that is everybody can create one portfolio. If you want to create up to 10 portfolios, you need to be Delta Pro. If you everybody can link up two wallets or two API connections. If you want to go bigger than that, a limited amount of API connections and wallets to be connected, you need to be Delta Pro. We chose those numbers not at random. It's because we know that the majority, and actually more than 90% of the users, are actually don't need the extra thing. It's only catered for those users, the professionals, that we wanted to introduce Delta Pro. And Delta Pro is there to make the company be able to go further. We need something to survive, and we chose to not sell data, to not use user data to analyze certain things, to not run advertisements in between portfolio stuff. We are very transparent about this. We will never sell data. So our premium subscription is the thing that we need to be able to evolve Delta and make it even better.
Wow, that is very exciting, actually. So that's so what that means is I will, when I'm using Delta, I can have peace of mind that you're not going to sell my data, obviously. You're not going to show me ads either, right?
No, so we don't want to show ads in between. So currently the app has no ads whatsoever.
So the way, and then I have a certain limitation on the number of portfolios I can track. If I want to do more, that's when I buy into it. And when I buy into it, and that's how you monetize.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say you use Delta. You track your own portfolio, but what if you want to track your wife's portfolio as well in this app? Then there's the extra additional Delta Pro. So that's really key to us. The not selling data part is one thing, but actually everything in Delta is completely anonymized. We don't ask for user registration, not even for a single email address. There's no personal information attached to the data whatsoever.
Wow. Wow. Well, that was a very good idea, because that's also a distinguishing characteristic. That means your app will always be clean. I don't need to worry about both of those challenges that we normally have with free apps.
Yeah, indeed. But it's the transparency and also the security of things that's really important. We want users to feel safe. I just mentioned the Exchange API connections. People are always, and rightfully so, a bit worried to link their API key. So what Delta does is we store the key or leave the device. It can be on your device. So that has one downside. If you reinstall the app, that means that your keys are gone. It's basically because we find it too important to not let this very critical data leave the phone and be sent to our servers. Second of all, only need read access. We don't need to trade with your API keys. We just need to import your transactions. So what we'll do is, if you give us an API key that has a higher access than read-only, we will actually refuse that. In that way, we again show to the users, hey, we just have the intentions that we state and nothing more.
And okay, what is the reason behind that API keys?
Well, the reason is that it's a very, it's a piece of information from the user that he's very protective about, which is correct. Because let's say you create an API key on Binance, for instance, you set it up with Delta so we can automatically import your transactions. So you don't need to manually enter your transactions anymore. So it's super easy to track your portfolio that way. The thing is, if you create an API key on Binance, by default, it will have trade permissions. These trade permissions is actually something we don't need. So if you enter the key, then we will say, sorry, we only accept read-only keys. So you need to uncheck the trade access on Binance, and then we'll accept it. And that it's a small thing, but I think it shows that we only have the best intentions. We want to help the user get an easier way of tracking his portfolio, and we don't want the extra data where we don't do anything with that anyway.
Oh, thank you for actually sharing that. That was my next question, is around the security, because one of the biggest challenges that we are having in the area of crypto is, you know, people lose their private keys. That might be one challenge. The second is they might give access to their private keys to the wrong people. And then we have had phishing links, and then we have had people actually hack into your website, change the wallet addresses. So we have had all kinds of security breaches that are imaginable. And of course, the Parity multi-sig wallet bug has resulted in lots and lots of money being stolen. So my how do you deal with security besides what you just told me about API keys? I'm assuming that people, do you have a wallet attached? How does it work?
No, we don't have a wallet attached. So that's why we are not really a hacking target, for the reasons I just mentioned. If you hack us, you won't. If you succeed, which we hope, of course, isn't possible, but if you would succeed, there's actually no information about the user that you would be able to use in any malevolent way. So yeah, there's actually no point. We have the security in place, and even by some reason the security fails, there's very little data to be gained from us, because we only store the transactional data, and we do this to enable for device syncing. But and the user data is also anonymous, so it's secured by itself. And on top of that, we secure it as well.
Wonderful. And so you don't get into, you're just avoiding the problem by just not having a wallet, and you don't have any way people can even share with you.
No,
I didn't.
information, so you are not too concerned about someone hacking in and stealing. What can they steal when you don't have any sensitive information in the first place?
Exactly.
Smart move. Awesome. Okay. So are there any other features that we missed asking? Are there any other features that you kind of think are pretty cool in Delta?
Well, yeah, I think one of our latest updates expanded the scope of Delta. So far, we have been heavily focusing on the portfolio part, but some people just want to use an application to see the markets, a bit like they go to coinmarketcap.com to see the latest growth or losses in the crypto market. So we actually added that in the mobile format in a very easy UI, which actually makes Delta more than a portfolio tracking app. You can use it as just a watch app, basically. And I think that's pretty cool. And it also shows the market cap, the 24-hour volume, the BTC dominance. And you can actually see the evolution since last week, since yesterday or since the last hour. So that's definitely one of the things I want to highlight. Next to that, I briefly mentioned the device syncing. We have this cool system because you might think if you don't do user accounts, how can you link between devices? So we allow everybody to, in a very cool way, seamlessly sync the data from one phone to another device. This can be another phone, another tablet, or even our Windows, Mac, or Linux apps, which we also have. So what it does is, we show a QR code on the one phone and a camera on the second one. You scan the QR code and the transactions are seamlessly. So if a transaction on device A, it will automatically appear on device B and vice versa. I think that's one of the cooler things we have. And it allows for people to, for instance, if you want, if you hold multiple portfolios and you add the one of your wife or your girlfriend, you can take her device, sync it, and she has it on her phone as well. Also, if you're Delta Pro, the Delta Pro subscription and membership carries over to the device you synced with. So that's, I think, a neat system as well.
Oh, this is great. And so that is very similar to how we do it with WhatsApp, if I wanted to have a WhatsApp web app.
Yeah, exactly. It's really similar.
Oh, very good. Nicholas, tell me about fiat, because I might be in the US and you are in Belgium and somebody else might be in India or some other country. Are we able to present our total portfolio value or individual elements of it, individual holdings, in whatever fiat we choose, or is it going to be a standard fiat that it automatically detects based on the country?
No, actually, I'm glad you asked. It's one of our latest features is the option to see your portfolio worth in any fiat currency we support or any cryptocurrency we support. So that means that you can, for instance, see your portfolio in dollars, then you tap it, you see it in BTC, you tap it, you see it again in euros, you tap it again and you see your portfolio in Ethereum or in Dash or in Doge even. You can do whatever you want and it's completely flexible and you can even set up to 8 different currencies to see your portfolio in.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, you answered my next couple of questions because I'm seeing more and more pure play crypto enthusiasts that are... I was at a conference and Tim Draper was saying, oh, I'm in Bitcoin. Bitcoin is doing just fine. It is the dollar that keeps going up and down.
Yes.
So, called relative velocity. When you're sitting inside the train, you don't know if the station is going backwards or you're moving forward. So, and therefore, some people who are in the BTC world, if they want to make investments into a token, they only want to make investments if the token is going to do better than Bitcoin, because that is their base currency, not necessarily a dollar or euro or something else. So having that facility to baseline the currency is extremely useful.
Yeah, I agree.
With your charts as well, can we see charts in a currency that we like?
For the moment, that's not possible. Well, actually, it is. So how the charts work is you select an exchange and pair. So if you select a GDAX BTC USD, then the graph will show the USD. If you show Ether BTC, then the Ethereum graph will be shown in BTC. So yes, actually you can see the graphs in any pair that exists and we support.
Okay, that is really good. Okay, I get it. So I think I covered. How about the next thing that I do as an investor potentially and using some kind of a portfolio tracking system is I'm figuring out what I want to purchase, right? So do you also have some kind of a curation of interesting articles into your app, or that is not yet a part of the Delta?
No, for now, we don't have a new section or the system you just described. It's definitely something we're considering, but for now, we're limiting the scope to either portfolio tracking or having a glimpse of the market and following it.
Then how do you take advantage of the network effect? How does the app grow in its usage? Are you rewarding the users for bringing in their friends, or how are you doing that?
Actually, we've seen a huge amount of stickiness. So we see lots of users that download the app. They stay with Delta. And I think it's just the quality of the app itself that makes people stay. And we actually have a lot of ambassadors for Delta. I think if you go to Reddit or Telegram, people love Delta and they love telling it to other people. So we have this word to mouth, mouth to mouth effect, which really is helping the app grow day after day. I think without having specific features for this, it's interesting to see that we are able to pull it off. That being said, there is one feature coming pretty soon where people will be able to share their portfolio where they can hide their holdings, and then they will have a public URL so they can share their Delta app URL to either, and they can password protect it even if they want. But that way there's a way for people to share, hey, here's my portfolio. You can go to delta.app/ and then some kind of code, and it will live update. So people don't need to take screenshots anymore of their app. They have just have one URL that they can make public or private as they choose. And they can also choose to hide the holdings. So you can just see, okay, he owns 42% Bitcoin, 28% Bitcoin Cash, some Ethereum. No real figures are shown.
Is there some way, do you support things like simulation or social signals, some kind of crowd-based predicting of all your users together?
No, and also we always said that user data is something we'd rather not analyze, and we could build tools, of course, that our users can use based on the data of other users. But for now, we've not actually explored this route.
Okay, just an idea. This is me being an advisor, I get crazy ideas when I'm talking to my guest speakers. I think one idea to look into is something like Augur, which is a prediction tool, and see if there are interesting ways you can integrate something like Augur or build something similar to integrate into your technology. So if I'm exploring maybe a new ICO to invest into or an existing token, I am able to pull that token and I'm able to see a lot of social signals around that token. Just like imagine we go to Amazon app and we open it up and you want to buy a new pair of glasses and you look at it and you first Google within Amazon search box, you put in glasses and comes with a lot of results. And then you see which ones has the most ratings, which ones has the highest ratings. And you look back and forth for the features and the comments and reviews. And then you end up buying those glasses. I don't see something like that around the tokens, right? Is that something that is a potential play in the future?
Yeah, definitely. We're actually constantly discussing ways for of adding tools that help cryptocurrency investors make them better decisions. So the thing you suggest with the predictive models is definitely something we're actively looking at, actually.
And do you have any intentions of, you don't have to force fit it, but I can already, my brain is already milling with ideas on how you could potentially integrate the technology. But do you have any intentions of organically using blockchain technology for Delta?
At this moment, we have some ideas around it, but no concrete plans.
I see. And the last one on those lines is simulation. You don't have any simulation tools, I'm imagining, currently on historical data?
No. We have a lot of data, but it's not being used for tools regarding simulation. But again, this is one of these things, these tools that we're actively looking at to build for more professional types of traders.
So, and here is my the other question about your word of mouth. I'm so much in being an advisor in this space. I'm really into how do we create a lot of growth without spending advertisement dollars. Do you spend money on advertising or not? How do you spread the word?
Well, the word is mostly spread through our social and community channels. So we have an active Reddit, for instance. We also are very active on Reddit ourselves. We have a Telegram group with over 11,000 people. We have a Twitter following, which is pretty big. We do Facebook well, and we try to position ourselves on there with the values we value highly, of course. And I think that's one of the things that helped Delta grow. I think from the get-go, we were able to deliver a very high quality of customer support. So we engage with our users every hour. So we have moderators both on a voluntary basis that help answer questions of users. We have a platform where users can suggest features. We are constantly adding new coins, new exchanges. So we are short on the ball, and we try to, really try to engage with our user base. And I think by doing that from the start, we were able to make that our biggest strength. So those people, they instantly said to people, okay, just download Delta. You can see it today on Twitter as well. If somebody tweets, use app X to download to track your portfolio, you will instantly see people say, what are you saying? You should just try Delta. And then you see people doing that. And they say, whoa, I didn't even know this app existed. So we don't need a lot of advertising to get traction or downloads.
And if you don't have this feature, might actually be very beneficial to you. Invite my crypto friends. So if I can have a tab, I'm thinking of Dropbox. Do you remember how Dropbox grew in the beginning, Nicholas?
Yeah, indeed. So you get you get more storage as you invite more friends. And so I think it's definitely one of the options. So we're considering offering the Delta Pro subscription for some time for free if you indeed invite some friends to the app. I think that's definitely a route we'll take in the near future.
Awesome. So I think I have pretty much exhausted the kinds of questions that I had around my portfolio tracking. So, but do you have other things that you want to mention to our listeners? Maybe I did not ask some of the questions that I was supposed to ask. So do you have other things that you want to mention to our listeners?
Well, I think I briefly touched on it, but I again want to stress that Delta is of course a mobile application for iOS and Android. But if you already have the iOS and Android app, we have a complete desktop application as well for Windows, Mac, Linux, which helps actually. So if you're at your computer, you can see your portfolio right there without having to use your phone. So I think that's also one of the things that makes Delta quite unique. It's an executable, so it's really easy to set up, like I said, with QR code system, similar to WhatsApp. And other than that, I think you covered most of the things. We are very close to releasing our next updates. I'm happy to share as an exclusive what the new features are. So something that we should have had a long time ago, but we only have gotten around to add now is the fact that you can now set a PIN code. So you cannot open the app without a PIN code. And it also has Face ID and Touch ID if your phone supports this. We also added more time frames. So most apps or almost every app basically allows you to see your portfolio evolution either on an all time scale or a 1 day. What we're doing is we're going to add 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, which allows for much better analysis of how the market of your portfolio is evolving. And lastly, we also have something special for Delta Pro users. We made this entire cool new shiny night mode. We already have a dark mode, which is different from our default theme, but this one is for pro users only, and it supports phones that have an OLED technology. So I think we have some cool stuff up our sleeves, and I think it's releasing somewhere next week. And if we don't meet next week, it's definitely the week after.
I see. That's fantastic. And for my listeners, I just wanted to mention, Nicholas, that when you search, I use iPhone. So when you search for Delta Crypto in your app store, and you will find this, which looks like a black box with this Delta sign, the Greek symbol Delta. And that is the app that Nicholas is referring to.
Yeah, or you can also just go to delta.app and then you will instantly, if you go to your phone, you will see one download button depending on your device, and it will point you towards the right listing on the store.
Also, can you refer to the right web URL? Where do they need to go to? What is the link?
Yeah, it's delta.app.
Very simple. Delta.app. Head out there. And Nicholas, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure that every single one of our listeners will head over right now and try your app, because it sounds very, very exciting. We certainly wish you the very best, and we look forward to having you back here when you run some interesting, exciting contests of portfolios and competition, or maybe you decide to put it on the blockchain. I certainly want you back here.
Also, if you're a listener of this podcast and you do try out Delta, please, I'm super interested to hear what your thoughts are. Just go to slack.getdelta.io or something, you'll find our channels, and you mention you've listened to the Crypto Nights, and you can just talk to me and I will have a chat about how you think the app can improve. And I am super just interested to hear what you as a listener actually find good and not good about the Delta app.
Oh, that's a great idea, Nicholas. And how do they connect with you on Telegram?
So on Telegram, they can actually find me under the username NicholasVH. And we also have a Telegram community for our users. And I think I have to check. Yeah, that's just Get Delta.
Okay, awesome. So it's wonderful having you on our podcast, and we wish you the very best. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.